The delay began Tuesday afternoon in the Appropriations Committee when Republicans debated bills that were already dead on the calendar. Then on the House floor, tempers flared just minutes after legislators passed a civility pledge. The Speaker of the House and Minority Leader got into a heated argument about when the civil unions measure would come up. Republicans filibustered, and when Democrats tried to break the filibuster, Republicans abruptly called for a recess.
The Republicans are holding up the work of the House. They're in control.
That's Democratic House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver, the sponsor of Senate Bill 2. He and other proponents have been urging the GOP to bring it for a full vote on the floor. While civil unions had enough Republican support to pass the chamber, House leaders opposed it.
When we look at what we're seeing from the Republican majority, we are seeing them not willing to stand up and protect the democratic process, allowing every bill to get a vote.
But Republicans were quick to argue that Democrats were the ones playing games. Assistant Majority Leader Mark Waller of Colorado Springs says Democrats shouldn't have tried to cut off debate to move ahead with civil unions.
This is absolutely unprecedented. Let's be clear, the Democrats in the State House right now are playing procedural games, and right now the integrity of this institution is in question.
That's when Speaker of the House Frank McNulty says a compromise became impossible.
We are at an impasse on civil unions, and that's not going to be resolved. These things happen. It is unfortunate when they do happen, but the timing is such that we're simply not able to work through that impasse.
A packed gallery full of civil union supporters listened as McNulty pronounced the bill dead. The crowd began booing and chanting, "Shame on you." One woman even shouted, "I hope you all effing die." Earlier that night, Governor John Hickenlooper had returned to the Capitol to meet with legislative leaders and try and broker a last-minute compromise. Hickenlooper called for the passage of civil unions in his State of the State address, and late last week, he was still optimistic the speaker would bring the bill for a vote.
Usually when he says he's going to do something, he doesn't, and he hasn't said anything to me that he's going to try and stall it.
Democrats weren't the only ones surprised by the outcome. Republican Mario Nicolas is with Coloradans for Freedom, a conservative group that backs civil unions. He says he thinks the speaker mishandled the situation, and it could drag the party down and cost them come November.
As a partisan Republican, I'm more worried about the Republican Party and it holding on to the majority in the future than I am about civil unions passing. I'm confident civil unions will pass. I'm not so confident that Republicans can hold on to the majority at this point. It has enormous repercussions.
And civil unions isn't the only casualty of the Republican filibuster. 25 other bills also died on the calendar with it. For instance, a measure to set a legal limit for driving while high, and a bill to fund $20 million worth of water projects across the state. Democratic Representative Mark Ferrandino says a special session may be necessary.
Some of them are somewhat significant, so we're in active conversations about what those bills are, how do we deal with them.
Ferrandino says he is hopeful, in part because the civil unions bill did get farther this year than ever before, and at least 5 House Republicans had pledged to vote for it. But the dramatic defeat left many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle looking a bit stunned. The move caps off a session where Republicans and Democrats touted bipartisanship. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.